painted a picture last night. I painted it for Brittany because yesterday was her birthday, but I think it could be enjoyed by anyone. So since we're not going to have it hanging here, I wanted to share it with you. Unfortunately, I thought I grabbed the word that I typed up, and I didn't. But I do have my scratchings of where the word came from that I can share. This is actually a word. It says emerge, E-M-E-R-G-E, emerge. So to emerge means to come forth out of something. So to come forth out of darkness into light through the cross, to come out of the world into the spirit realm, to come out of sorrow into joy, to come out of loneliness into love, to come into Jesus by way of the cross, to come forth into view out of hiding, to come out of shame into praise, come out of nothingness into your purpose. You are born into God's family and you come out of death into life. God's heart is full of you. And as first he plants you in his own heart, and as time goes on, you begin to allow him to get planted in your heart. And from there, you have a future of letting his glory shine forth from you into the darkness to bring others to him. And then I'm giving her some scriptures. E is for enter into God through Jesus. And John 10. And meet, M for meet Jesus and get to know him. E is for enjoying his presence. R, resting in his strength. G, to grow in God. And E, to evolve from your old life into who you really are. So this is for Brittany's birthday, and just pray that God will anoint this and that she will be drawn closer to him. I did it in one night, so I did it small. I plan to repaint this one big so we can bring it in here and we can be blessed by it, but my camera's not working either, so I couldn't even take a good picture of it. So pray my camera starts working or I figure out what's wrong with it. And pray for Brittany, because Brittany is very, very, very hungry for God right now. That's Paula's 17-year-old daughter. Yes. Praise God. There was a lady. I don't know much about her. I just noticed her name on the internet. And her last name was Sanford. Sanford. Anybody know who I'm talking about? She died years ago. She was like a leader in healing, even before the charismatic movement, before all those preachers you hear about all the time. Her last name was Sanford. I forgot her first name. But I was reading some of the things that she wrote, and she talked about electricity. She said, we try to command God to do what we want him to do. We try to tell him what to do. She said, that's kind of looking at your toaster that won't work and commanding electricity to make it work. You cannot command electricity to work. Electricity is powerful, and there's a vast supply of it. But you only get to use the amount that flows through your wires. So you can't just walk in a room and say, I command electricity to come in here and light up those lights. You have to actually hook your wires up and turn that electricity on. And her point was, God is ever present, and his power is ever present. But you can't just command his power. You actually have to hook yourself up and get connected. You have to get connected to him. And then all that God is can flow through you. So it's not looking for what God can do for you. It's allowing what God can do through you that will change your life and that will bring the miracles and the healing. So you've got to connect. You have to get connected. I don't really have as much of a message this morning as I have introduction. Introduction to the CD that I didn't bring in. It's in a plastic thing. It's on the thing between the two front seats. It's called Relentless. But I want us to just get prepared to come in his presence, because coming into his presence is what it's all about. It's not about you trying to get healing from God. It's not about you trying to get anything from God or get him to do something for you. It's about you connecting with him. It's about you experiencing him, you being in his presence. I mean, a lot of people, they don't like the soaking. They don't worship. They just walk around wanting God to do something. But you have got to plug into God. You have to get where He is. And there's a process of how to get where He is. And that's what we're going to look at in Psalm 100. So we want to turn to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know, when we start out worship on Sunday morning, we frequently start out with something that the kids can run and scream and dance and wave their banners. And sometimes even Harvey says, I don't like that. I want to get to Misty Edwards and I want to lay there and just be loved on, you know. That's nice, but you have to get there. And if you want to picture God's tabernacle where He's living, if you want to picture that there's this inner chamber where you get up on His lap, where He holds you in His arms. But before you get in the inner chamber, you have to get into the outer court. And before you get in the outer court, you have to get through the gates. So beyond the gates, you're coming up to where God is, and here's the big white pearly gates. We're not even there yet. First, we have to get ourselves prepared. So the first thing is making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Just begin rejoicing that He is, that He exists, that you're even going to get to come near Almighty God. We had our sins washed away so that we could come to God. We've had all the barriers removed, and there's nothing keeping us from coming to God. So we start by making a joyful noise. We just want to shout, thank you, Jesus, you saved us. We get to come here. We even get to walk up near those big gates. So blow a shofar for us, Glenn. Let's make a joyful noise. Let's just shout some praise to Him for a minute. And it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Just let out a shout. Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! We have arrived! We're here, Lord. We're here. We're at the gate. Oh, baby. That's a new noise to her. We're not going to dance. We're not going to dance and jump around, but that's why we do dance and jump around on Sunday morning. We could do that, but that's not where God's leading right now. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Before we even come to the gates, we have to know that even out here when we're out in the fields, that He's our God. He made us. He desires us to come near. He wants us to approach those gates. He wants us to come in. He made us. He created us to be with Him. We need to know that, or we're not even going to come near the gates and try to get in. But it really starts on verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, then into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. If you don't know how to start, how do I come to God? How do I get in His presence? Picture big white gates, and you want to get inside those gates. The way to enter those gates is thankfulness. Just close your eyes and see those gates and start thanking Him until you see those gates open. Start thanking Him. Thank Him. Thank Him that He saved you. Thank you that you can even see the gate. Thank Him right now. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His blood, for His life. He lived His whole life for you and then died for you. Thank Him that He loves you unconditionally. He loves you when no one else can stand you. He loves you when you can't stand yourself. He loves you all the time. Nothing can separate you from His love. Thank Him for that love. Thank Him that He protects you. Even when you're not aware, His angels are all around you. Thank you, He created you with a purpose. He has a plan. Thank Him that He has a plan. I put that there so you could do that. Thank Him for His holiness. Thank God for being who He is. How good He is. How gentle and patient He is with you. Thank him for the kindness. Thank him for his strength, for his power. Let's just take a minute and thank him until we see those gates open up this morning. When you see those gates, I saw those gates begin to open this morning, and I knew we were entering into his courts now, into his courts where we bless his holy name. But when I first saw the gates open up, you know, we know that the streets of heaven are paved with gold, and gold in its purest form is clear. It still has this golden shine, but it's clear. That's amazing to me. But when those gates opened, I didn't see the golden road that was clear. I saw like a golden road with black in it, and it was like rocks, like gold rocks, nuggets, but there was black lines mixed in it. Because when we come into his courts, we are still mixture. We are not refined yet. We're not purified yet. He opens those gates just because we're thankful, but we still have mixture in us. We still have sin. We still have worldliness. We still have, what about my job? What about, what am I going to do? And what am I going to do about this? We're full of worry. Even if it's not, well, actually, sin is worry. Sin and stress are worry because they're opposite of trusting him. So we're still full of our cares. We're still full of our burdens. So our gold is not purified yet. And when we come into that place, we want to start realizing God is holy and there is no mixture. If we want to go further, we have to get rid of the mixture. We need in his court to praise. This is the place of praise. First at the gates is thankfulness just to come in. In the courts is praise him for who he is. Praise God because he's the only God. He is the great I am. He is the God of wisdom. God, when I don't know what to do, you said I could ask and you would give me wisdom. You are wisdom. Father, you are power, all power. You're more powerful than anything in my life. God, you are light. You are truth. You will shine into my darkness with truth that will set me free. God, you are my healer. You are my hope. You are the God who sees everything. God, you are all powerful, all seeing. You are the God of eternity. There is no ending to you. God, you are my provider. You are my forgiver. You're my redeemer. Lord, because you are holy, and I want to move into worship. I want to come into the inner chambers. I want more of you. I want to see more of you. You know, in the song we're going to hear in a few minutes, Misty Edwards says, I don't want to talk about you as if you weren't in the room. I want to talk to you. I want to see your face. I want to go in deeper. I want to go in where I'm with you, where it's worship, where it moves into intimacy. So God, let your fire fall in the court. Let your Holy Spirit burn inside of me. Reveal my sin. Let this be a place where you burn away everything that is not you. Let this be the place that prepares me to come closer. Lord, let me confess what I do know. Let me confess what I'm aware of. And then let me confess and see what I'm not aware of. Take me further than I've ever been before. Show me what needs to go so that I have more room for you. Search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way of righteousness. Meet me in the courtyard, Lord, and prepare me to go in deeper. Let's just rest in that place for a few minutes. I'm giving you an outline, and I don't expect you to be able to do this as fast as the outline. But we're going to do this during the CD. The CD is going to walk you through these stages so that you can do it as you soak this morning. Just want you to own it grip it, get it in your spirit so that you can allow it when we move to the music in a minute. Because God's going to take you in His chambers into the presence. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. You're my choice. You're my life, God. So open to me the doors of your chamber. Bring me into the secret place where I can hide in you. Bring me into the deep fellowship. Bring me up on your lap. Be my daddy. Hold me in your big arms of love. I want to get closer, 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 just to be with you, just to rest in your arms of love and to feel your presence. If you're ever really going to have a transformation in your heart, it's going to be in that place with God. So don't be in a hurry to run out of here and go drink coffee and talk about your problems. Be slow. Spend time at the gates. Spend time in the court. Let the fire burn. Spend time so you can go deeper into the chambers with God, where you can go in there and He can father you and hold you and love you. I don't have it now, but when I was in that place this morning, I thought about my son in heaven. He's not a baby anymore. And yet, we're never too old to want to be held and rocked. We're never too old. Because when I first started thinking about my son, I was like, okay, well, he's like 32, 33 years old, you know? So he's not a baby. But I kept thinking of him, again, like a baby. And I started singing a lullaby to him, saying, I only held you once in my arms, but now I want to hold you in my heart. And as I rock you in my heart, let the healing start. And I thought, whoa, where'd that come from? He's with God, but he hasn't been rocked by his mommy. He didn't let me play with his little toes and look in his little eyes. And he wants those things. So I rocked him in my heart, and I sang a lullaby to him. God wants to rock you in his heart. God is not only your daddy. God is your mommy. He wants to hold you right to his heart and rock you and sing lullabies to you. He wants to put in your spirit everything that's missing as he pours his love in you. And this isn't words. It's not words. You listen to the words of lullabies. Half the time, we rock babies. And all we sing is, bye, oh, baby, bye, oh, bye, bye, oh, baby, bye. Bye, oh baby, bye, oh bye. There's no words. It's the love that's pouring into the baby through the rocking. The words don't really matter. So when we go to God looking for answers, looking for words, looking for understanding, we're missing it. We want to get deep into the place of just being rocked in His arms, hearing His lullaby, receiving the impartation of His heart. That's what we need. So I want you to really remember the plan. See the gates. I want you to thank Him until you see those gates open. And when you're in the courts, I want you to praise His holy name. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for everything that He is. Not what He does anymore. That was thanks. But who He is. And then ask Him to take you, search you, let the fire burn away your sins. Burn away everything. And then ask Him to take you into the chambers where He can rock you and hold you and love you. That's where your healing is going to come from. So, myself, I struggle a little bit with the second song. Maybe I won't now, but I did this morning. I felt like it was a little bit, He got me started on one, and then I got distracted by the second, and then it really got good from three on. So maybe you won't have that problem, but if you do, don't back out on song two. Hang in there for song three because it gets really good. So let's go ahead and put Relentless on, and if we can, let it go on into the tape so it'll go with it.
Consuming fire, your heart's desire, living flame of love, come baptize us, come baptize us. All-consuming fire, your eyes. You said if we would return to you, you said if we would turn from our wicked ways, you said if we would humble ourselves and pray. You said if we would come with weeping, you said if we would come and rend our hearts, you said if we would come and let you hear our voice, let you see our face, that you would come. And I confess. confess, and I confess, I need you. Thank you. don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. I want to look right at you. I want to sing right to you.
garden enclosed, a locked garden, a fountain sealed. I am your resting place. I am your resting place. Here, O Lord, have I prepared a place for you to dwell, here in the reservoir of me, that you would dwell in my heart, that I would be in you and you would be in me, that I could fellowship with God, here where it's you and me alone. The very glory of God on the inside of me. I want to fellowship with you. Here it's you and me alone, God. You and me alone. Here it's you and me alone, God. You and me alone. I am your resting place. You would be in me, that I would abide in the vine. Christ in me, the hope of my glory. and I'll be tested and tried. With no regrets inside of me, just to find I'm at your feet. Just let me find I'm at your feet.
Thank you.
been tried with no regrets inside of me, just to find I'm at your feet. Let me find I'm at your feet. Thank you. I'm in love with my maker, whom I have never seen. I'm in love with the lamb. I'm in love with the lion. I'm in love with my savior, whom I have yet to know. Oh, won't you let me love you more? This is all that I desire. Let me love you more. This is all that I require. Won't you let me love you more? This is my deepest heart's desire. Won't you let me love you more? Still more, and more. For you could give to me the gift of walking on water, and maybe, maybe I will raise the dead. But I have one life to live, and all I have to give to you is love. I have one life to live, and all I have to give to you is love. So won't you let me love you more? This is all that I desire. Won't you let me love you more? This is all that I require. Won't you let me love you more? This is my deepest heart's desire. Won't you let me love you more? Still more, and more. And if I never walk on water, if I never see the miracles, if I never hear your voice so loud, just knowing that you love me is enough to keep me here. Just hearing those words is enough, is enough to satisfy. You do, you do, you satisfy. I couldn't leave even if I tried. It's all been done. When the race is run, well, it all comes down to love. Love,
is all that I require. Won't you let me love?
is my deepest heart's desire. Won't you let me love you more, still more and more? Oh, won't you let me love you more? This is all that I desire. Won't you let me love you more? This is all. If I never walk on water, if I never see the miracles, if I never hear your voice so loud, well, just knowing that you love me is enough to keep me here. Just hearing those words is enough to satisfy. I must have you. Oh, won't you let me love you more? This is all that I desire. Won't you let me love you more? This is all that I require. Won't you let me love you more? This is my deepest heart's desire. To live, all I have to give to you is love. For I have one life to live, all I have to give to you is love. I have one life to live, all I have to give to you is love. I have one life to live, all I have to give to you is love. I wanna take my passion and put it in a bottle just to break it at your feet. I wanna take my affections, put them in a bottle just to waste them at your feet. I wanna take my passion and put it in a bottle just to break it at your feet. Wanna take my affections, put them in a bottle just to waste them at your feet. I just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, for you are so good. Yeah, I just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, so good. Yeah, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you. Thank you, for you are so good, God. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to take my passion and put it in a bottle just to break it at your feet. I want to take my affections, put them in a bottle just to waste them at your feet. Just to waste them at your feet. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just want to thank you, for you are so good. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you. Out.